pride in that, or is that a find it interesting, or?
It's interesting. I really don't pay attention. I hear it a lot, but I don't pay attention to it at all. I don't feel like every time I step on the court, I need to get 20 points. I just know when I have to pick up my scratch, my goring, and being aggressive, just seeing what kind of energy we had that night.
How much of a factor do you think you need to be against this team to try to spread out that floor?
Everybody going to need to be a factor, not just me, everybody. They got a long athletic team. Those guys know how to score points, so it's not going to just be scoring. It's going to be definitely rebounding for us. And, you know, me and Graham been doing a great job coming back and helping Amari and Channing and Jaren out. But, I mean, we're going to need Steve to go in there and get 7 rebounds now. So everybody going to have to do a great job on that side of the ball.
Hey, Jason, you've been putting up better numbers than Kobe in the postseason so far. Do you think people are sleeping on you a little bit?
No, they ain't sleeping on me. I mean, that's Kobe, man. He's going to go out there and give you 30 any night. I mean, you see what he did in Utah. He didn't have the necessary score during the first round, and second round he averaged 30 points. So I know I'm a pretty good scorer, but, I mean, Kobe's a phenomenal scorer. He could just score in so many different ways. Definitely. I mean, when a guy that scores and their main go-to guy, the thing is you don't want him to get rest on the defensive end. So you go try to be aggressive, move him around, let him come off screen so you don't have that much energy on the offensive end.
Do you think people should overlook or ignore the numbers that you put up against L.A. this season that weren't your best games? Is that just timing and stuff like that?
I mean, it just, you know, it was timing a little bit. Just had a couple of bad games. I mean, that's in the regular season. That's none of those stats or anything of that carried on to the postseason. So, I mean, when it's the postseason, everything is new. Everything is a beginning. So, people could say that I put up bad numbers against the Lakers in a regular season, but that doesn't matter because it's postseason.
Grant made the comment yesterday, he's back in the Final Four. How do you feel about being back in the Final Four?
It feels great. I mean, like I said, this has always been like a college atmosphere this whole season. You know, guys really, you know, hanging out and gelling together, and I guess we are looking at this as a Final Four.
Is there a lot of similarities between this Final Four and your last one?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely. I mean, when guys get along off the court, can hang out, it brings a lot of camaraderie on the court. So definitely bring out a lot of memories, you know, going back to the Michigan State days.
Do you feel that chemistry, that camaraderie helps guys, you know, maybe play above their normal level or play harder, they play for each other?
Yeah, it definitely brings out the best in guys. We actually do play for each other. And you want to go out there and hold your bargain to the stick or the deal because everybody else going out there play hard, so you have to go out there and play hard. And when we face adversity, just that off-court camaraderie just help us to just gel together even more and just focus on what we have to do at task.
You know, the Cavs kind of rolled through the regular season and struggled a little bit in the playoffs. The Suns had a history of that a couple of years ago. Do you think the adversity this team went through during the regular season has, you know, really prepared you for the playoffs?
Yeah, it definitely prepared us for the playoffs. You know, we hit that stride in December where we was losing, you know, 20-point leads, losing the games. We lost a lot of games in December. Came around the trade deadline. You was hearing a lot of guys' rumors and being traded. And, you know, we stayed focused. And we really felt like we stayed together, we could be a really successful team.
You guys kind of embraced this underdog role.